Can I remind you of one more Seder then?
Yeah.
Just the tape recorder.
Yes, that already is gotten the Gadol Omer Al Gabo of Matthew has gotten to be very, very strong, and that's we keep it. Okay.
Okay.
So we're holding here in the middle of the piece about the different types of the Yisurim and so on, of Yisurim Shel Ahava, and the Tnai is Dafki Yisurim Shel Ahava and so on. We got up to Ulefikach HaMacharkach, or what?
Yeah, we got up to Ulefikach.
Ulefikach, that's where we got up to, okay. Ulefikach HaMacharkach. Amar Rav and Rav Schoyer, Rav Huna, Kol Shakadosh Baruch Hu Chafetz Boi Midako B'Yisurim. Shnema V'Hashem Diko Hecheli B'Goyme. Umar Shama Shakadosh Baruch Hu Chafetz Boi Yisurim Shakadosh Baruch Hu Chafetz Boi Lahavi Oysi Eilav Yekor V'Hashem Yisparach. So it means that the person who HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that if anyone HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants his kirva, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs the Yisurim to make the person, the more ruchnistic a person, and therefore he creates Yisurim. Olakach Hashem Yisbaruch medakeh b'Yisurim ad she'Yisurim mesalkin u'markim p'chisa shaloi asher boi mitzad achomri asher roi al zeh. So those inyanim that are there in a person that have that chumristic piece, it sort of sends it down. We spoke about last time, the attachment the person has to things that are physical are worn down to a degree by the by the Yisurim and so on. For Omar Dafka Shekiblum Ba'avra, Vizir, Ki Yisurim Shal Avim Lahovis and Madrigal Yoinish Yakorv Lashem Yisparah, which Omar Kol Shashem Yisparah, Kashbar Chavitz by Humidako, Lafikach Tosha Kabla Yisumi Ava, Kim Ein Mekabla Yisumi Ava, Ein Ledvekus by Yvechu Yisurim Shal Ava. So let's talk about this point of Yisurim Shel Ahava and so on. Different things that happen to a person are really tools to change a person. So let's give an example. Imagine I walk to a door, I want to go into a doorway, and there's a big burly fellow standing there. So there are the big burly fellow standing with like a sword or whatever it is, or a gun, or a very mean looking expression on his face, is a certain kli to keep me from going in. Some people, that the effect that it has on me is to keep me away. I say to myself, oh, this guy looks like he could hurt you real bad. I'm going to keep away really far. A second person says, whoa, who does this guy think he is? And nobody's standing between me and the door. I will do whatever it takes to get rid of him. The stronger and the bigger he is, I will push him aside. So the effect it's going to have on me is going to be the exact opposite. So if we're to ask ourselves, keeping a big burly guard by the door, is that something that is a milo or chisarin? The answer is, it depends for who. It's a kli, but depending on the kavana of the one, it makes a big difference. I was reading a story, actually. I was reading a biography. There was a big yid called Rabbi Dalia Eisner. He was a big gerah mashpia. He lived through the war. He was a mechunich of ger in the old time, and he really rebuilt the ger educational system from scratch. And he was like, he had the real messiahs of Kotsk. And one of the elements was a very keen understanding of human nature. And, in a way that's very, very incisive. So the Germans had a minig. They would wait around on the ghetto street, and they would occasionally find somebody with a yid with a bad and payas. They would grab him and share it off and pull it out, and he'd be screaming and yelling and begging, and then they had lots of fun at it and so on and so forth. So he's walking, and sure enough, a group of Nazis are waiting. So he looks at them and he smiles and he says, wow, how amazing. He said, I'm on my way to my barber. You saved me the trouble. Here. And he sticks his chin out. And the guy starts cutting. He says, cut this, cut that. And the guy says to him, you filthy Jew, what do you think? I'm your barber? Get lost. In other words, it was an understanding that what motivated them was the pain and the suffering and the displeasure of the Jew. Take that away and there's no motivation for him to do it. When you have something happening to somebody, the effect it has is only partially due to what is happening, and a lot more and more than anything due to the person's reaction. So if a person goes through suffering, then one reaction is that I hate God and he's terrible and I want to get rid of him, and how could he do this to me? And it makes the person more angry, more bitter. Or the person uses it as an excuse to say, well, you can't expect much out of me, I'm an old, broken, sick person, and that's that. Another person says, you know, this just teaches me that Olam Hazeh is worthless. Today you enjoy it, tomorrow you don't enjoy it. Today there's some pleasures, tomorrow there's suffering. I might as well try to find the things that are really worth having. So whether the Yisurim Mashal Avo or not really depend on the person's perception of them. There was a fellow who lives across the street from me, Val Tshuva, a wonderful person, whose mother passed away 2.5 years ago. She was an amazingly, his father's an extremely important person in the secular world. His mother was an aristocrat of a woman, very special. And she 10 years before she had some sort of stroke, which miraculously she recovered from. Doctors hadn't expected her, and she was pre-functioning. She 10 more years she lived, and then she had another massive brain hemorrhage, and she died. And the two children eulogized her, one of whom is my neighbor, who's a Frum fellow, and the other one is a brother of his, who is not Frum and a bit on the coarse side. And it's amazing. The eulogy of the non-Frum brother was, this was an absolutely senseless death. It's shaken my faith to the core of anything that I ever believed in. I really don't feel that I feel like believe anything that's net. The brother who's Frum has said, you know, we have terrible pain about our mother's, you know, the demise, but we want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the schus of having such a wonderful woman to be our mother, and who gave us so much and the world so much. And we want to especially thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the gift of the last 10 years of her life, which were just gifted from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Same events, same pain, two reactions. So Yisurim are only effective Yisurim can turn people into bitter people, can turn people into upset people, and or Yisurim can turn people to noble people. So Yisurim shall ava only accomplish, so if it's a punishment, it's a punishment, whether you like the punishment or not, this is what you're getting. But Yisurim shall ava, where it's meant to propel the person forward, must have his kavana. Maybe one more story, I guess, there's another one that I was reading, God Leisner. They were sitting around after the war, or was right at the end of the war, during the war, and they'd been through everything, concentration camps and so on, and he said, he posed the following question to his chaverim: what mida tova do you think you're going to take away from this experience? So one person said rachmanis, one person said istapkus bemuat, you know, we were able to live on so little and so on and so forth, and then I forgot, a third one also said something along those lines. And he told them, Rabbeisai, let me break the news to you. We're not going away with midas tovas from this. Histapus b'muot, let me tell you how we're going to learn histapus b'muot. In Europe, if you heard about somebody who didn't have fish for Shabbos, it was a major tragedy. This poor man has no fish for Shabbos. What can we do about it? Now, you're going to say, listen, I lived on a piece of bread. You can live also on a piece of bread. You don't die. You for yourself, you're going to say, listen, I was mistapik b'muot 5 years. I deserve something else. said, Rachmanis, you're going to be pitting yourselves. Other people, you'll say, you know, tough luck, that's life. I've been through harder. Everything is going to be answered. I've been through harder. He said, if we don't work on Midas again, the way we're supposed to, we're going to end up bringing all our bad Midas in a very sharp way to the fore. We're going to impose this Tavis Mus on the other person. And he said, and for us, all the rolls and bagels in the world won't be able to fill up the what we felt we missed out on. So Yisurim Shel Ava need that the person be a willing participant and certainly cognizant of what's going on. You know, if anything, the other way around, the person rebels. Then it says, "Shem kiblo me'ava scharoi yira zera yarchiyamin." Yesh l'adam lav naschar zeh mishem kabla yisur me'ava. So he says two things. Say, yira zera yarchiyamin. And by the way, this is very classic Maral, and some that when Chazal, you know. When somebody comes, when somebody does us a favor, so we dish out a bracha, like whatever comes to mind. Oh, you should be zeichet to have many children, bring them to the chuppah, do this, do that, the other thing, and so on and so forth. You know, we kind of toss out brachas in a very, very benevolent way, without much, without much regard for anything, because, you know, just it's just a nice way of saying something. When Chazal said a person does this, he's zeichet to yira zer yarech yomim, there's a reason why they picked these two things. And even if they found a pasuk, that gufa, that begs its question. Chazal didn't just pull out things from the pasuk stam. It's a combination of feeling that this would be the appropriate pshat in the pasuk. So why these two things? Yer zer yarech yamin. Yesh lo no'av maschar zeh b'shkav esur ma'av. Ki eilu shna dvorim boim al dey dibuk po yisparach legamri. Kal yed dey dibuk po yisparach kashe mekava yisur mi'av. Lekach mekabel min Hashem Yisbarach habrochem kor elyon v'dovak b'midas Yaakov shazoch alabonim v'zoch alachayim ki Yaakov in aloy meis ka Yisur misal kodesim v'napchisas achoyme atru kodesh v'lekach zeich lezer kodesh kor elyon v'lachayim v'hovein zeh. Okay, let's talk about this. This quite a bit. If we hear, so he says like this, these two in Yonim and Yonim of Midah of Yaakov. Yaakov, it says in Chazal, like Dayan Letzadikim, that they have Shalva Muchen Olam Haba. They want this world also. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will. In this world they're going to have to suffer and so on and so forth. That's the lashon in the famous Chazal. Schar written the way the Torah describes schar is lemanya richu yamecha arichus yamim. Arichus yamim in its full sense means hemshech. Akadosh Baruch Hu is endless. Netzach Yisrael is called Netzach. Akadosh Baruch Hu is eternal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's one of the dimensions of infinity is that it has no end. It's called Ein Sof. So in Zman, Ein Sof means endless. In human, anything other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu is limited both in the scope of his existence. Every person takes up just so much space and that's it, not more space than that. And every person takes up a small amount of space, whatever space takes up, and a slice of time. The hallmark of things that are emes, the Maral says in many places, is that it lasts forever. But Varucha emes v'kayim la'at. Now, the difference between It's for instance, let's take it on a very simple level. A person tells me a story. If I want to test if the story is true or false, so other than administering torture, which is illegal in the States and maybe not even so effective, if the person is cooperative, all I need to do is to keep questioning him. At some point, the story stops. The story can't be ever consistent in every detail. If it's true, no matter how many times I'll turn the story round and about, it's going to be always good, because it's consistent with the reality. If something is a fabrication, it has very clear gvulas, where it starts, where it ends, and that's that. The mida of emes, if I have something which I'm not sure if it's real or not real, time at some point will change it. And if it's not real wood, it'll react a certain way. If it's just a veneer or whatever, anything that exists in a mode other than its true essence is suspect to limitations of time. So arichus yomim, which means continuity, not just a long life, but continuity, is something which is very much kosher to a person's to the midah of tveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the midah of being mushash in the emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person, the more physical of something is, the more limited it is. It's those in Yarim that are ruchni that continue because they don't have the gvulas of physical objects. So the two areas in which by a person it shayach, this concept of arichus, is A, in terms of his own arichus yomim. Two, zera is a hemshich of a pnimius. Zera is the pshat, even though it's not me, but it's my essence that's continuing. Yaakov Avinu, Chazal say loy meis, mahu mazara b'chayev afhu b'chayev. It means that the zara b'chayev is something which is davuk to emes, and therefore they're both emes. That's the zara and who mahu. It's anything that's nimshach is loy meis. So the more a person is attached to things that are physical, his mahus is more aligned with the temporary and sheker in that sense, because this anything that's kosher to the physical world is something which has in itself limits and it is what it is. Anything that goes beyond that, anything that's miskasha to ruchnius, is really timeless, is above time. So since Yisurim is a type of, it's a process that wears down, that sands down the person's physical self and is mavlit, the ruchnis of the person, that is something which is, and brings out the brings out this mile over here. And that's Oshef Yaakov Avinu B'davka. B'davak B'nis Yaakov Avinu. It also helps us understand a little bit the Chazal's Taina. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov, because Yaakov is B'shalva. Yaakov wanted to sit B'shalva. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'dayin L'tzadikim that the Mezumen Tolam Haba, they want Shalva here also, and so on. What's the Taina? You come as a guest, Chavez Shabbos someplace, and it's Friday afternoon, 2-3 o'clock, and Shabbos is 7-8 o'clock, and you tell your host you're a bit hungry or you're a bit thirsty, you'd like to have something, and he says, well, you're going to have this phenomenal meal on Shabbos, I don't know why you need to eat now also. Well, I happen to be a bit hungry and thirsty, I'm not expecting to make a big meal. What's the big deal? What's the tain at Yaakov? It sounded as if Yaakov was a was doing an avla. The answer is, when it says bikat yakadosh b'shalva, in other words, in this world there's no realization of shalva. It doesn't have that menucha. In as much as you kosher to this world, you don't have that. So it's only in as much as you attach yourself to the Olam Haba, that's where you could possibly have it. So he says, v'ama pligibor Rabbi Yaakov ha'idi v'evcham ha'chanina. ובייזק משמענו שהאיסון של אבו כדי לעשות לאדם דבקוס בו יסברך ולצרף הנפש. ואם כן אין רואה שהאסורים מביאים ריחוק מהשם יסברך רק שמביאים הדבקוס. If we want to get a sense to see was this coming as איסון של אבו or not, let's see does this affect the person's avodah or not. וזהו שאומר כל יסורים שיש בהם ביטל תלמוד תורה אין איסון של אבו. וידוע כי תלמוד תורה הוא הדבקוס שיש לאדם על בוירי. ודובר זה יצורך לוויש, אז בואו קוראים את הרבה, זה מראה לזה פול אוף דיס. ולפיכך היא אפשר שיסורים של אבא כאשר יש ביטל תורה, שעוז יסורים גורם לאדם הרחוק מהשם יסברך. וכן למען דיומה כל שיש בי ביטל תפילה אין עם יסורים של אבא, כי יש לאדם גם כן דבקוס עם בוירי על די התפילה, שמסתבק בוירי בתפילה. והבן המחלוקת, כי ביטל תלמוד תורה, אף כי יש בזה ביטל תפילה, סייף סייף יש לו דבקוס בזמן די התורה, ויש לך להפוכס דבקוס לשכל של השם יסברך. כי לנפש אין לו דבקוס כל כך מצד ביטל תפילה, כי אם יש אבא חי מצד התורה שכלס, די בזה לקרוא איסור של אבא. ולמען דבר שיש בביטל תפילה, אין זה איסור של אבא, כי צורך של אדם דבקוס עם בורא מצד הנפש. כי התפילו לנפש אדם, כי שפך נפש לפני השם. ויצור שלו יהיו בייסוריו ביטל תפילה. אבל זה אפשר לא יימא שיהיו יסורים של אבא. ולפי דעת שניהם אין רואה שיהיו יסורים של אבא ריחו יפיר השם יסברך. So he says over here, he says the two definitions are obviously the two different stadim, or what's the right word for it? The two different stadim of what it is, are both of them in yonim of there's no bitl teira, bitl tefila. Each one is an important chayel ked chibur. So if a person sees that he's allowed to retain his chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's something that is a simon that it's a sum shel avah. Just the two things that he speaks about, one is mitzad haseichel, mitzad hanefesh. The moral always divides up the human psyche into three strata. There's the physical self, which I would say is more than the physical self. I mean, the hands and the feet is not even really what we talk about, but my sense of pain and pleasure at a physical level, in other words, the enjoyments of things physical and so on, there are those things that are physical, and they are and then there is something called nefesh. Nefesh means, the word emotional is not right to use, but a person's yearnings, hopes, ambitions, desire in a much more conceptual way than physical craving. So physical would be craving, but there would be aspiration, ambition, things of that nature. That's called nefesh. Nefesh is mishtokek for something. Love, yira. And then there's seichel. Those are the three strata of a person. Now, a person who's attached to physical, to the physical self, that's where he realizes his self. Whatever he enjoys, whatever he's nana from, that's what he has. That's certainly not. That certainly is not a vekas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does exist in a person's nefesh, the yearnings, the hopes. That chelik of a person is a pnimius that is expressed through tefillah. A person wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu, desires HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yearns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hopes for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of those are l'shanis of tefillah, vayichal, nafshi tish, you know, tishtoikik, matehemi, all of those l'shanos which ascribe some sort of emotional yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's expressed in tefillah, and therefore if the Yisurim allow you at least tefillah, then we're shy to that. And then Torah is the Avona and the Tfisa of Alikus. Lefida Hashem en Roshi B'Yisurim Shal Ava Richa Apir Hashem Yisbar.
V'yesh
Lef... Yes.
Isn't the diet of guf connected mitzvahs? In other words, even in the guf there's the mice, we can still do something with it, which can come out as an avodas Hashem.
That's why I try to distinguish between the guf the guf in its as its physical self. Let's give an example. A person's running. So a person may be running because he enjoys running. He likes the workout and the feel of it and so on. And a person can run because something happened and he's running to get help and he's running to help somebody, he's running to be close to somebody. And so the same act has two different contents to it. So it's true that everything we do that brings us closer to God requires physically, even thinking requires a piece of meat called the brain. But the question is, what is the content? What's the neshama of it? What's the content and teichen of it? That's really what we're looking for. So there's a difference between the nefesh of it. So yes, we use the kelim for it, but let's take an example. People dancing. A lot of people dance to nonsense music, you know, boomba boomba zumba boomba. They just like kind of the bouncing around part of it. Or people can dance with taiva, or people can dance with Chukat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we talk about the physical versus the tefillah versus the guf versus the guf nefesh seichel, we're talking about the content. So that's very, those are it's sort of not really the same nekuda we talked about. Yeah, v'yesh lahavim machlokes et bittel talmud Torah bittel tefillah ke'el she'ed veges gomor v'zeh tov ma'asham yirotzen shibona v'yisamigish me'er v'yemeinah v'seichel ha'kenim v'sar v'secha. So the Maharal is medayik over there that it says that Bimei Samigdash and Chalkin Sosecha seem to go together. There he speaks how one is Elyon, one is Tachton. But those two activities are be'etzem the most shayach to a person's, what we call it, Ruchnius, Atar and Tefillah. So, whereas all mitzvahs are very important, but these are the most direct expressions of them. In other words, a tefillah is just pure yearning, hoping. Torah is pure understanding. Other mitzvahs are kelim, where we can attain the right havana, the right yearning, and so on and so forth. Okay, I think we'll hold it here. The next one is in your thoughts, but a little bit early. Any questions?
I just have one question. I think yeah. Maral says somewhere else that, for example, all the kalim, just a side point to what you mentioned before, all the kalim of the base of the Mishkan are around today.
Right.
What gave them so much arichos? What was so special about them? Whereas other kalim made in verse by Rishon by Shem, they're not around, but those ones.
So one of Rishonim in Yisori HaTorah, I forgot who it was. I hate to say Rishon Yisori HaTorah because he didn't write it in Yisori HaTorah, but he writes, I think it's a Sfarno writes actually, if I'm not mistaken, that even though the Bayis Rishon was built with so much more Shivas than the Mishkan, the difference was the Mishkan was made totally by Big Tzadikim. The Bayis Rishon was built by Paulim that they sent from Tzur. So whoever makes it's the person making it made it with a purity that could not have been in the Mishkan in the Beis Hamikdash. So it had to do with, it was built, Moshe Rabbeinu was the project manager, and Shlomo and Bezalel and Eliyahu, they were the ones who did it, and Klal Yisrael was done with a level of kedusha and tara that was not, that didn't happen over there. So that's why this lasted. This didn't last. If anything, it has to do with the purity of that nekuda, whether it lasts or doesn't last. That's really what it's about. By Yaakov, it says by Yaakov Avinu, my Yaakov, Mazar b'chayim, afu b'chayim. It's very interesting. One of the things about it says about Yaakov Avinu in Chazal is that Leiroa carry me yamov, which means when a person's process of being molded includes in itself both fantasies, which are from the Olam HaSheker, and a real desire for Kedusha, so that is that means that the Zera are a mixture. It's some of his, some aspects of the children he's had are pure Hemshechis and the Kedusha, and some of it are klipas, so to speak. Yaakov Avinu, because of Kara, means that every Zera was Zera Emes. How can we speak about Zera Emes? It was kol kuloi davuk to the person. What I was doing here is giving over my mohus. There was nothing in it that had anything to do with anything other than giving over my pnimius to the next stage. So that's pure hamshacha. And that lasts forever, because there's nothing there other than a Dvar Emes. Mashen came with as a tarivus of things, of things that are Emes, and plus other things, those other things fall off. So any time we have things that are mixed with other things, at some point, it's like in chemistry, any mixture will come apart, some earlier, some later, because it's not an emissar, it's not a real mitzias. It's just like an element will always be an element, whereas a molecule could come apart, and a mixture, a compound, will come apart, because they're already not in inherently emistica nekudis. Okay. Good.
So that's good. Do you want to learn one more time next week, or
whatever? I'm game for next week. I think. I just tried to think. I was Wednesday. I go away Thursday. I think it should be okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
You know what? Okay. If there's any change, I'll email you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good chance. Take care. Bye-bye.